Oh, Haley, my God, I thought you were dead.
I was trying to, well, I was just about dead. Anyway, yeah, I was trying to call you right now, thinking, yeah, I heard the phone, and I was in the taking a shower when I heard it, but I was
Okay,
under
okay,
the block
okay.
call at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes,
I
I
get
tried to call you very early. Yes.
no, but I get a call.
Oh, you did? Yes, go
One
ahead.
o'clock in the morning last night, there, more Sunday morning
I'm
at 1 o'clock o'clock.
I'm listening.
And what I said was hello, because I thought it was you, right? I was
Yeah.
waiting for that Michael Sparks or you or whatever.
Right.
I said, second time I said hello, and then a woman with an accent said, "Who are you?" And I just pulled it out. You know who that is?
No.
That's Mrs. Steele.
Who is she?
Jane Steele, that works with Lenny Bloom.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was she doing
Anyway, I
calling
caught
you?
that. No, I caught the one time because I caught the thing going on and on. Nelson, George Froin, and Spyman took me into a crossfire situation, right? Because they all started thinking they'll make big coin because Nelson's all keeps saying, yeah, well, we're going to make this really big and you'll have an internet show and all that. I want you to go into a website. That'll blow your mind. Here, let me just get into it myself here. It'll
You
excite
want me to
you.
go into a website?
That you'll see the biggest, it's called grog.ca.
Just a minute. GROG.
GROG.ca.
CA. Okay.
CA.ca. Now, what it is Cloak and Dagger, the show that doesn't want you to hear.
Yeah.
It's all about when I was on the show with Nelson, and it goes into what Nelson had said. So this is the whole thing that's. I'm going to read it because it's very important. The
Well, we, yeah,
commentator
where is it? Where
fallacy.
is it?
Did you get it?
Yeah, I'm on the site.
Okay, so it starts Cloak and Dagger, the show W doesn't want you to hear, by Alex G. Saturday, July 17, 2004. Story goes.
I don't see that. Where is that? Is that
Right,
scrolling
the
to
first, right at the scroll down into the first letter, or the first blog there.
See, what I got for the first blog is broken links, fix RTTC.
You're kidding.
No.
Okay, so it should be, yeah, the way it is, it's GR. Oh,
O G.
wait a minute, did I say it right? Wait a minute. GROG, and then it's their board, right? But it's GROG.ca.
Yeah, that's where I am.
You're kidding. Okay,
It
well,
says
what it is
home for it says home forum.
Home Forum. Okay, and then right underneath says Cloak and Dagger, the show
No.
W doesn't want you to hear.
No, that's I don't have it. Let me
You
do it.
might.
Maybe I can do
Oh,
it.
okay. Do it with Bing. You might not get it with Google.com. Do it with Bing. See if you can pick it up.
Bing.
Bing, B-I-N-G, as a search engine. Because oh my God, they are compromising this. What I found after that phone. Anyway, I was listening to you for about three. I don't know, it was maybe almost 3 hours listening to you being interviewed regarding the Scholars for Truth and the JFK
Yeah.
on an excellent show, and an excellent website. The guy was taping you, and that's been taken off. I put it on my website, right, because I
Yeah.
listened to it, and now I can't even find it, so I'll try to find it again. But anyway,
Okay.
that's what I was doing last night.
Okay. Haley, listen, there's something we want to talk about.
Okay.
I have friends in military intelligence.
Right.
And they, they're sometimes involved in killing people.
Right.
And I want to know if, they know Toronto.
Right.
And I want to know who, if something were to happen to you,
Right.
would be your list I want you to give me the, you know, as much information you can about those who are the principals who would be involved here. I presume it would begin with Clyde and Alfred.
And the Clyde, well, the big one is who's worked more than anyone's the oldest son, right? Who's already got a record, Paul Forshaw. He did
Paul.
Forshaw.
Paul.
Yeah, Paul did an arson,
Oh,
Tom.
no, yeah, I want you to give me names, addresses, phone numbers, and then descriptions, you know.
Okay, so the Paul Forshaw, I gave you the address on Rosewell. There he lives with Jackie Bluestein. That's where he lives, that I think. Before that, on Alcorn. What I'm doing is compiling all the streets that they'd ever lived, including Tobinski, you know, where he was at any particular time, because he must have done quite a stint there in Central America. Okay, so Clyde Paul, and Paul. And then Jay, and I'm trying to find the name of Clyde's other son from the second marriage. Because with the first marriage, the girl was Julie Grifoni. And I'm going to find the spelling of it. I have to put this all in. I'm so tired because I'm working like maybe, you know, I'm having 4 to 6 hours sleep because I'm trying to get as much possible done, you know, to explain the whole situation here. First wife was Julie Grifoni. Now, why he married her was all to do with that Julian Walinsky.
You're giving me too much. I want
Okay,
your
let's go.
list.
All
I
right.
want your short list. I want your location. I want a description of these people, and then you can elaborate about them.
Okay. So Clyde Forshaw, Paul Forshaw. The second or the firstborn was a girl named Kathy Forshaw. I surmise that she was part of it as well. I don't know her address because she's got a different last name now because she's married to some fellow. So the first marriage brought Kathy Forshaw and Paul Forshaw. Second marriage brought two sons, Jay Forshaw and I think Dave Forshaw. But I might be wrong, in BC somewhere. I would surmise he's on the island of Victoria or Vancouver or has properties on both the Vancouver Island and in Vancouver. Then the third marriage brought in Clyde Forshaw Jr. as the first child. Then it was Carol Ann, and she's all part of doing hits with her boyfriends with Clyde.
You mean this is a daughter of Clyde, who's also, in other words, the whole family is like a mini crime syndicate.
Exactly. You got it. Okay, so, and then you've got Alfred Forshaw as the third child of the third marriage. So Carol Ann, I don't know where she lives, but her first boyfriend got her pregnant, and that guy's name was Persaud, and I'll try to find his first
Yeah.
name. It's in my affidavit. He did a hit disguised as a hit and run. So I'll find his first name.
Now,
Now she's got a second
Haley,
boyfriend.
what I'm saying is,
Yes.
if you're taken out, who would be the persons who would be responsible?
Who knows? The government.
No,
I'm
no, no, no,
coughing
no,
up
no,
too much
no, no, no,
information.
no, no,
Okay,
no.
Clyde Forshaw, the Camiso family. Because
Yeah.
I got goods on the Camiso family. All the whole shebang of the Camiso family.
Yeah, I know
All of
that,
their shit.
but
And the
yeah.
Hells Angels. Clyde worked with this Hells Angel head who was arrested right after the information I gave to the York Regional Police, who after they arrested was Walter Stadnick, the head Hells Angel of Canada.
But Haley, what I'm saying is, if you were taken out, wouldn't it be Clyde himself and Alfred who would be the principals?
Right, because usually any contract that goes out, Clyde is probably like what he explained to me, the most contracted out, like they contracted it all to Tobinski first and then him. So he's done, I would say, 1,000 plus, because he said he lost count.
1,000?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
This is such a dangerous person, because I kept going up, well, maybe 900. I said, well, how many then? You know, two a week? Two a month? Well, he said, I lost count when it was over 1,000.
Well, if, oh, yeah.
I mean, this is the most dangerous individual. They don't want this to come out. You know, a hitman just goes in and out another assassination, in and out another, you know?
Well,
unbelievable. Yeah. So,
I have.
You've got Clyde's address. You've got Paul's.
Yeah.
You've got
I don't have Paul's. I have Clyde's.
Paul was
at 28 James.
Jackie Bluestein.
Oh, hang on a minute. Paul is with Jackie Bluestein at 455 Roswell Avenue in Toronto?
That's it, because they're married.
Okay, and that's 416-551-7279.
Right.
And
now,
Clyde, of course, is at 28 James Stock Path, Toronto.
That's right.
And I don't have his phone number right there, but you gave it to me. I do have it.
Right.
And how tight would Walter be with them? I mean, would he be... Is he sort of on the fringe?
Walter?
Tobinski.
He's always there. I mean, like, he doesn't live far from the Canisos or Clyde, so he was in the central position all the time there.
So Walter, too, at 17 Dalrymple,
D-A-L-R-Y-M-P-L-E,
Drive in Toronto. Yes.
Now, he has one son. Maybe he's remarried. I don't know. He lived with Clyde on that 102 Shaftesbury. I plotted all these sites where Clyde has ever lived, also on my Google Map.
Yeah.
So, and then where we lived in relationship to that, which is 45 Marlborough. It shows the narrow passage where he had... a kid that I saw murdered, you could see that, between the two houses. So if you Google map 45 Marlborough, spelled M-A-R-L-B-O-R-O-U-G-H Avenue, Toronto, Ontario, you'll see the house that I was living at when I was 10 years old. So if you Google then... 102, but you won't see the 102 because the little, sort of red balloon is placed in front of the wrong house.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to go there together. But anyway, I've tried to plot, now I'm trying to plot everywhere that Clyde lived before the Shaftesbury, which was in on Augusta Street in the Jewish market.
Okay, now, Haley.
Yes.
I want to focus on the core here. The core is Clyde, Alfred, Walter Tobinski, Paul and Jackie, and...
Carol Ann, and Dave. Dave, I think, does the hits in B.C. That's a... Jay and Dave from the second marriage, right?
They do hits in Washington, D.C.?
No, in B.C.
Oh, in British Columbia.
Yeah, and probably the East Coast. I think that Dave guy does, because all I know is Jay asked Clyde. They had a big argument right in front of me that he wanted Clyde to buy the helicopter for him as promised. And he said, He didn't cough up any money or anything. He just left in a real huff.
And Jay's at 38 Adams Court, Oxbridge, Ontario, 905-963-0625.
You've got it. So now I'm trying to find Dave.
Would they be close to the core of the group?
Totally. They're all in on the whole family.
Okay.
Right? And any of their... off, like, let's say the Jay's wife would certainly know about everything, and she's part of it, because I'm sure he's married. Dave Forshaw, I'm sure, is married in B.C., and who his associates are. So I'm trying to find the precise Dave there that's part of the family. Maybe you could find it better than I can, faster. Dave Forshaw, I think. There's two marriages with a woman by the name of Fran. Clyde never revealed to me, maybe once, what her last name was, her maiden name, but I couldn't pick it up. It just went, you know. And sometimes he gave me so much information so quickly I couldn't assimilate it.
Now let me ask you this. Jay was the one who planted the super frack in John John's plane.
Yeah, with Clyde, because he was a
pilot
instructor at Buttonville Airport. So it was easy to do that. They knew who gave them the information was Frank Stronach, and he lured John Jr. to come to Canada because he had information on who the assassinators were. Now, that I found on the Internet as well, because Clyde told me that, but I also found it in the articles. So I'm going to try.
And John John was just naive enough to actually fly up there to meet with Frank Stronach and make his plane available.
Exactly.
And then it isn't done for some time after, so that the connection, the fact that it was loaded there, becomes completely lost to history.
Right. Within a week, though, it blew up within a week.
Oh, it was within a week.
Within a week.
They may have feared that routine maintenance might have disclosed the existence of the explosive.
Right. So what happened was he flew up, I think because he had a broken leg. There was another pilot with him when they landed at Buttonville Airport. And then John Jr. started flying to the site, you know, for the Kennedy compound or whatever on...
Okay, so the core is like six people, like... Clyde and Alfred, Paul.
Alfred's just, yeah.
Paul and Jackie, Walter Tobinski, and...
And his wife was Eva Tobinski, and I don't know...
Is she also... She's also involved. She's also involved in this?
Of course. This
and Jay. And of course, Jay.
Right.
And of course, Jay. So if something were to happen to you, those would be good people on a list.
Right. Now, they could have subcontracted. That's why
Haley, I understand that. I'm just wanting to know who you would point to if you were taken out. I don't mean that they literally would do it, although personally I think Clyde would want to do this himself. He's that sick and sadistic. So I just want to know your list. And can you describe these? Well, we know what Walter Tobinski looks like. We know what Jay looks like. What does Clyde looks like? What does Jay look like?
I saw him on a few occasions. He just doesn't look so much as, well, there's a bit of Clyde in him, right? Because the nose of Clyde has been passed on to Carol Ann more so than Alfred. Alfred actually looks like a little like the blog that was in UK with the guy who had killed his wife and made it look like a crash. Alfred looks a lot like that guy.
And Alfred, of course, is also at 28 James Stock Path in Toronto.
Right. And I would say if you take a look at that January bandit, that is Alfred. And I'm trying to get all the links of
Is he called the January bandit?
That's right.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get all the links where they've actually got bank footage of them compared to the photos I have of them.
Okay.
Because I have pictures of them. Plus, they've put their, Alfred's also put his picture, but it's a teenage shot of him on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, if...
That one that you saw of Clyde Jr., the one you said sitting on a park bench, and I didn't have it in front of me because I remember he's changed the picture. I saw one with, tinted like aviator glass.
And Clyde Jr. would also be involved in this.
Right.
Now, where is Clyde Jr.? I don't have his address.
I have no idea where he lives. I've been trying to Google Clyde Jr. where he lives.
Okay.
from the arrest record, because he had a weapons offense, right?
Yeah.
He already did time because they had a big fight after the mother had been killed by Clyde, the last mother, which was Daphne, Valerie Daphne Kinman was her maiden name, K-I-N-M-A-N, I think, Kinman. And when Clyde says, when he found out that the girl's father was a Jewish convict, the mother never told that. He flew off the handle. Valerie Daphne, D-A, Kinman. So the first, the first time that Clyde Jr. did time was for assaulting his sister, Carol Ann. Then he did the time there for the weapon offense, Clyde Jr. So there should be arrest records and mug records you can get of them better than what I have. I mean, I've given the police the ones that I got of them in 2002. I can send you those, right, so you can see those stupid faces of them. But they morph. They change. They have disguises.
Yeah, I understand.
You never know what you're going to get every day, just like that box of chocolates that Forrest.
Right, I understand. They're masters of disguise. These are very, very dangerous people.
Dangerous people.
Well, I just want you to know that I might not be personally in the position to do something about it. I know people who are.
Right. So what I was doing for Detective Steve Ryan and the York Regional Police, I was going to provide them with every image I've ever had of Clyde. Now, why I was so put off and got angry with George Freund is Nelson prompted him to go through all my stuff as he was helping me move.
Okay.
So pictures have been stolen by George Freund that were in a book that Yeah, and I won't get into that, but they were serious pictures. They were serious pictures, and I was so angry.
Hufschmied. I want to make a separate recording out of this, Haley.
All right.
Just for a very special, limited purpose, in case something happens to you.
Right. So what I'm going to do
I just
do
want
is
you to know that I that
the
I
pictures
that
pictures of Carol Ann Paul Forshaw.
Haley.
I don't have Jay Forshaw. I don't have Dave Forshaw.
Yeah. Take a breath.